This is June 16, 2015. This is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Elections Committee. I'm the chair, Bob Lederer, and our secretary, Michael Novick, will now please call the roll.
Teresa Allen, KPFT. Jim Brown, WPFW. Marilena Castellanos, KPFT. Janet Coleman, WBAI. Jose Luis Fuentes Roman, KPFA. Mark Hernandez, KPFA. Cynthia Johnson, KPFA. Janet Coburn, KPFA. Alphabetically and all from the same. Bob Lederer, WBAI.
Hello. I'm sorry. Hello. I got Maria Elena. She's going to call in. I'm sorry. I wasn't listening.
Okay.
If you called my name, I'm here.
No, not yet. Sorry, Bob Lederer is here. Frank Lefevre, no. Michael Novick is here. Serene Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Nancy Zavarinaritomi, KPFT.
Present.
Peter Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
John Wenger, KPFK.
Present.
Well, if Maria Elena comes on, then we might have a quorum. Let me see. Here we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. If Maria Elena Castellanos comes on, we would have a quorum.
Okay, so quorum is 8 then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so since we've been told she's coming on soon, why don't we start by discussing the agenda? And obviously we can't take any votes until we have a quorum, but let's just see if there's any conversation about the agenda. Actually, I should read it for the stream. So hang on one second. Okay. So here's my proposal. Number one, report on the June 14th actions taken by the PNB on our motions, Elections Committee motions, for 10 minutes. Actually, that could be done in 5 minutes. Report from the National Election Supervisor, who is on the line as well, on next steps in the election process, including Q&A, suggesting 30 minutes. The motions that are still outstanding to amend the 2009 PNB policy regarding airtime during elections, and that specifically at this moment we have one on the floor that was postponed to this meeting by Serene Roberts. So that would be, I forgot to change the time from last time. We don't need 70 minutes for that. Let's say maybe 20 minutes.
Maria Elena Castellanos, KPFT.
Oh, hi, welcome. Thank you. You've just made us quorum. That's great. So,
thank you.
we appreciate it. So I'm just going through the draft agenda, and I'm changing the number 3, the motion to amend the 2009 PNB policy on airtime, to 20 minutes instead of what I left over from last time, 70 minutes. Okay, and then discussion of cost-cutting measures, 20 minutes. Report of the work group on compiling LSB membership history, 2 minutes, and then setting the next meeting date for the Elections Committee, 5 minutes, with a time certain for that item of 10:20, and then a time certain adjournment at 10:30. So that's my proposal. Are there any questions or amendments?
Serene, with an amendment.
Yes.
Okay, so I don't think that Joy wants to be with us until 10:20. I mean, I could be wrong, but I would like us to do the next day immediately after her report so that she's free to leave, and we would be sure to choose a date that works.
Okay, is there any objection to that change? Okay, hearing none, and that's adopted. Any other amendments or questions? Okay, any objection to adopting the agenda as amended? All right. So let's begin with the report on the actions taken by the PNB over the weekend on the two motions. And I can start because I was invited to present on behalf of the committee, and then the PNB members on this call can supplement or correct me if need be. All right, so we have presented two different motions to them on two different subjects. One was about the amendments that we thought were quite pressing to the 2009 elections policy, since they relate to the nomination period, which opened yesterday. And then the other was about the motion we adopted back in March, I believe, on reducing the size of the candidate statements that are mailed out in the booklet from 500 words to 200 words, and also proposing bulk mail rather than first-class mail for the... For the ballot package. So that second motion about the ballot package and, you know, the size of the statements, that the board didn't have time to deal with that. So that remains for hopefully their very next meeting. We certainly hope so, because candidates are going to have to start writing their 200-word statements by the deadline of July 14th. So that left the first item, and they did take action on it. Just to refresh everyone's memory, they passed the first part without any controversy, and that reads that during the ballot period, general informational cards by the NES, two at 30 seconds and two at 60 seconds, for a total of four such airings per day, will be broadcast in the morning, afternoon, evening, and overnight throughout the nomination period. Where a station airs programming in a language other than English, cards will be made available in that language. So that passed without any dissent. The second one was had more disagreement. Our original wording was, each program that is at least 1 hour in length shall include an election tutorial of 4 to 5 minutes prepared by the NES and played twice during the nomination period. If all or a significant part of the program is broadcast in a language other than English, the tutorial will be made available in that language. Initially, that there was an amendment to change the twice during the nomination period to once, but that was voted down, and then the whole thing was voted down. And then later in the meeting, they reconsidered it and voted for the version that says once during the nomination period. And they also adopted a new provision that perhaps Serene could share the precise, or at least your best memory, because it was offered by Serene Roberts, about keeping a log of the card playings. Do you want to give your best recollection?
That a log will be sent to the GMs, and they're responsible for making sure that it is completed weekly and sent to the NES and to the... Well, I think I had said to the PNB committee, and it was broadened to the PNB and the elections committee, so that we are aware of when these things are played.
Okay, and that was adopted. So does anyone on the PNB have anything to add or correct to what Serena and I said?
Not that we remember, but we're asleep.
I can imagine. That was a marathon meeting. Does anyone have any questions about this motion?
This is Janet Kay.
Yes.
I believe that initially the first motion, which had two parts, part one and part two. Part two was voted not approved, but part one was. Or the whole thing was approved. But number two section with the playing of the tutorial.
Hi, everyone. Jose Luis.
Hi.
Hola. What was not part of it. But then later on in the day, that part was reconsidered and brought back into the whole thing. So it's either, well, in any case, the playing the tutorials once rather than twice did pass, and I believe that the whole thing then did pass.
Okay.
I don't think you're saying different things. I think it is, as Bob related, paragraph one was about the two short ones and the two 230s and two 260s. And you know, there's the dispute about whether our recommendation that each one-hour program played twice over the course of the one-month nomination period. Our proposal was two. There was an alternate of zero. There was an alternate of one. One failed, then zero passed, and, as Bob said, was reconsidered, and one passed. So NES 4 to 5 minute tutorial is going to air once, at least once. I mean, people can are free to air it like constantly.
But. Okay.
Right, but I thought that Bob had said that the first part did not pass.
No, I said it
okay.
Did pass. Okay, so anything else on this? Okay. All right, so let's move on to the report from the National Election Supervisor. Joy?
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Joy.
Thank you guys for having me on. I have a short report only because there's a lot going on, but I wanted to leave some time for questions as well. So I want to get right into it in first talking about the candidate nomination period. As you know, that began on Monday, which was yesterday. I'm losing days, I'm sorry. So the candidate nomination period officially began yesterday. There is a candidate central on the website at this time, which on the website you can register, pre-register as a candidate in order to download the nomination package. The fair campaign provisions are on there as well as some local station board FAQs and additional information. The cards have also been uploaded to AudioPort, and I've communicated to the station managers and program directors to obviously start playing the cards for the candidate nominations. And I want to thank, there's a few of you who reached out about Spanish translation, and you should see an email from me soon in trying to get cards in Spanish on general election promotion as well as the candidate nomination period. That should be done. So I believe it was mentioned briefly on the call earlier, and something that I also mentioned that we discussed the last time I was on with you all regarding getting confirmation that the cards are actually being played. So I will be requesting the operations log such that they are updated to verify when cards have been played. And our the executive director will also be bringing this issue up on the weekly calls with the general managers to ensure that I get that information as well. So that's you know, with the candidate nomination period, obviously my information and contact information is posted everywhere and on the candidate nomination package and an email and the email that I communicate so that anybody has any issues or needs some guidance throughout this period, they can feel free to reach out to me before the LEF is appointed for each of the stations. In terms of that, for the LES hiring, actually, I've been interviewing all of the candidates that have sent in information, sent in their applications for the positions. I think we are up to 22 candidates that have been presented thus far. You may have seen the email I sent about extending the deadline, the application deadline, and even though we did so, there have only been about two or three additional applications that have come in since then. But still, if you have that information, you have the link, please share that widely and in all the networks you know, if you know anyone particularly interested in serving in the LEF capacity. I have been in the interviewing marathon, and for a number of the candidates that I interviewed early on have already moved on to the process of talking with their references and making final decisions. well, not final decision, making final comments on each of the candidates that I've interviewed thus far. I expect to have recommendations on some of the hiring to the general manager next Tuesday. And this is obviously
you
providing...
You meant the executive director.
Executive director, I'm sorry. This is also providing that I don't get any new applications between that time. And hopefully we are still moving towards, and from my timeline perspective, in having an LES in place for July 1st for each of the stations. The next piece is the online voting vendor. In executive session, we talked about the final two recommendations that I was reviewing. I've now made a final recommendation to the executive director and will be submitting that information to him for review before we announce it publicly. And I'm very confident in the vendor that I'm strongly suggesting that will definitely fill all of the necessary questions and comments that everyone and concerns that everyone had about the process. I think that is it in terms of an update. I'm sure you guys have questions, so I'll just leave time for that.
Okay, thanks very much. And again, we appreciate your coming on an evening to join us. So questions or anything else for the NES?
Janet Kay?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I have two questions. One is how the online voting vendor will be submitted for review to the Elections Committee or to the ED?
No, not to the Elections Committee. From my understanding, the Elections Committee is not involved in the final decision or the approval of the online voting vendor. I'm submitting my suggestion to the Executive Director, obviously, from a budget, you know, he has to make the budgetary for budgetary issues, but I don't believe it comes before the committee for a final vote or the board at all.
Okay, and then when you do that, when it is determined, I assume you'll let the committee know. So the second The second question has to do with, how will the fair elections policy be enforced? How will it be enforced is basically my question.
How will it be enforced?
Right. So, for example, you want me to give an example of...
Yes.
Well, all right. So, one of the provisions is that a candidate cannot be on the air during the election period. So, if somehow that happens. Anyway, you know, so whatever violation, or whether by candidate or by whatever, how will it be enforced?
Right. So, you know, this is, you know, it's similar to the process where in which, you know, that the elections process has been done before. Obviously, I can't listen and the LESs can't listen to every single hour and minute of the station, you know, during the campaigning period. There will be, you know, people will be able to make complaints. There will be specific information that is specifically outlined in the candidate nomination packet and that people are to follow. They sign it and agree that they understand it and will abide by it. And certainly as issues come up, they will be evaluated based upon the campaign provisions and the LESs, and myself will make decisions on those.
So you're saying people will be able to make complaints. Will that be on the election website? Will there be a form for that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions for?
Yeah, John Winger.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just trying to go to the elections website, and I looked around at KPFK. I didn't see any link from KPFK there. Then I went to Pacifica.org. I didn't see any obvious link there, but I'm on a small screen with, you know, 50-30-inch Mac. Then I went to where I knew the answer was, elections.pacifica.org, and then it came right up. So I think that it would be useful to have at least a link from Pacifica.org to elections.pacifica.org to make it easier for people to find it. And I think that those links should also be on all of the five station websites in a prominent way. You know, elections, you know, click here and be referred to the elections.pacifica.org website. So that's not a question. It's really just a point. Let's make this stuff findable so that candidates and people don't waste a lot of time and get discouraged trying to find the information. So then when you're there, you have to register. You have to register, and they have this thing called CAPTCHA. I don't do very well with CAPTCHA. And my question is, why do we have CAPTCHA there at all? You know, who are we trying to keep out that we don't want to see the download packages for the staff and or the listeners? CAPTCHA
sure.
just seems to be a pain in the rear. And so my real question is, why do we have CAPTCHA? My second question is that I thought I would download the instructions and read them to see if, you know, they made sense to me. And so now I'm in there, and I clicked on it and it just came up, and, you know, I've got a Mac, and so I've got to do, I remember to hit the control key when I click on it in order to get it to download. I'd like to be able to, you know, download these instructions and packages to my computer where I can use.
Okay, you're kind of fading out, but I can answer your question. So one, CAPTCHA is there because we want to prevent spam on the site. And so if you have an open, and this is for anyone who does, you know, websites or things like that, if you have forms on a website and have a button, there are people who have no time on their hands but to create spam and automated things, and the back end of the website will then be cluttered with spam submissions that would clutter the data for the site. So CAPTCHA is there. I you know, understand it may be a pain, but there is, you know, not only the visual prompt, but you can also do it as an audio prompt, but it is there to prevent spam on the site and from corrupting the back end of the website. Because then if you don't have those kind of protocols in place, there may be a time where you come to the website and then it's all in Chinese. Or that it directly links to some other site selling an energy drink or something of that matter. So those protocols are standards put in place to prevent those kind of activities from happening.
Okay, well then my suggestion is you could put a hint in there, like, for example, I couldn't read the CAPTCHA, but then I realized if I varied the darkness or the brightness of my screen, that it might affect the legibility, and then I was able to read the number and do it.
Yeah,
so,
but there's also an option that if you can't see it, that it just, you know, there's an option for you to press a button and get a new image or a clearer image, or for it to be read to you.
Yeah. Well, as I get older, the audio is not much more help than the visual. So anyhow, I'm just trying to make.
And then in terms of your question about the download, so it not only gives you the on-screen prompt and immediately takes you to that, but if you register as well, you get an email in 15 to 20 minutes that has a direct link to download it as well.
Well, that's perfect. Okay. Well, then a notification, just that information put on a web page somewhere that will happen would eliminate people wasting their time trying to figure out how to do the download. So, for example, I was backing up, and then it was just a navigational challenge. I think you're going to find, well, we'll just have to see. You may hear other people complaining about the navigability of the site as well. So, anyway, if the link is mailed, you can just download it. That's fine. Okay, well, those are my questions, so thank you very much.
Okay, and Joy, do you want to address the first part of John's question, which had to do with the lack of links on Pacifica.org any of the five station sites?
Yeah, and so again, if, you know, if you don't see a big enough or you don't see a link to it, but, you know, please just email me so that I can then, again, prompt folks to at the individual stations. I don't have access to each individual station's website, so that's, I have to communicate that to the station staff in order to get that updated. Additionally, this is something that I also discussed with John, who's going to bring it up on the general manager's call as well.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
So, for example, I'm on Pacifica.org, and on the home page, there's other subpages, calendar, notices, P&B, financials, et cetera. On the home page, I don't see anything about election, and I haven't explored the entire website. I just think
okay.
It ought to be on the home page.
No, I think that's, yeah, I think you've made a really good point. So, yeah, if folks can just email Joy.
I sent email about that to Joy a couple of weeks ago, actually, to Joy and to the ED. I didn't have a chance to check back and see if anything happened. But
okay, so maybe Joy can just re-forward those to John and the GMs and, you know, try to move it forward. Okay, anyone else?
Nancy?
Go ahead.
Yes, Nancy from KPFT. Joy, we had a problem at the last election in 2012 where the schedule of the carts was completely taken away from the LES, and the management decided to make their own schedule. And so if that happens again, do you have some position there?
I'm sorry, you said that the schedule was taken from the LES?
Well, in other words, replaced by management's cart schedule, and the LES had no control. So if this happens again, I hope it will not. I mean, there's no clear wording in the bylaws except that the NES and the LES, you know, have sole authority there.
Okay, yeah. You know, John, as executive director, you know, will be communicating this information in terms of the requirements and need for participation from the stations and the general managers on the things that need to take place at each station for the elections process. And I'll be joining a couple of the upcoming calls that the executive director has with the general manager as well to, you know, discuss these things directly with the general managers and what they need in order to get this information out either on the website or at the station. So I can't answer any sort of what is on that at this point, other than I'm making myself completely available, you know, even to the point of saying if it's just that you need, you know, cards done specifically in a time frame, if you need certain images for the website, whatever you need to get the information out and to be more of a use, that I can in order to do that and sort of communicating very effectively, you know, which stations are doing, you know, what they need to do and, you know, when we need to put added reminders for stations to comply with the rules.
Well, there's no clear rule like who makes the schedule of the carts. I mean, you would think I would assume it's the LES makes the schedule and fairly, in a fair way. Maybe people draw straws. We did that one time. But in the case that the management challenges that and say it's not clearly written who makes this cart schedule, and they decide to do their own schedule, are you willing to go and put the management on probation?
Point of order.
Yeah.
Sorry. This is too difficult. Okay.
Yeah, Serene with a point of order.
Yes, yeah, Serene, go ahead.
So our discussion, I thought, was just going to focus around the cards for the nomination period, and then we're going to go back separately and deal with the candidate cards, which isn't going to be an issue for another month. But I think we should probably not discuss I don't expect we'll have disciplinary issues, but I'm not sure this is the proper time or committee to deal with that.
Yeah, well, I was going to say something somewhat similar, which is Nancy, we actually have coming up next on the agenda a motion on the very topic you're raising, which is how the cards, the candidate cards, are played, and it actually does, if it passes the PNB, it says that the cards will be grouped as the local election supervisor sees fit. So
oh.
I think so. Let's
okay.
hold that discussion until we get there.
We'll do.
And yeah.
Janet Page is back again.
Okay, I heard Michael and then Janet. Michael, go
and
ahead.
And John into the queue as well, please.
Okay, Michael, Janet, and John. Michael.
I had a couple of things. I can't remember if this got raised while you were Skyped into the National Board meeting, but I think that the general managers at each of the stations should be asked to post a list of the entire staff in the station for the staff to review. We've had enormous problems at KPFK repeatedly over the years, and last time we did not, last time we tried to have an election, we didn't reach one even for the staff, because there were huge problems with getting the list, even of the paid staff, let alone the unpaid. So I think very early in this one-month period of candidate nominations that the staff list especially should be vetted so that it's clear who is on the staff and eligible to run, not waiting until the end of the period to decide that, but getting the list up as soon as possible.
That is definitely something that's being worked on.
Good.
Are you done, Michael?
There was something else, but I forgot it, so go ahead.
Okay, well, if you remember, just, you know, mm-hmm. I'll put you back on the stack. Okay, Janet?
Yeah, two things. One is, have you notified the LSB chairs or chairs and secretaries regarding which seats are up for election at each LSB? That's one question. The other, and I'm not sure whether this, you did address this, but there was a cart, or there is a cart playing for the LES that we're looking for LES applicants.
I'm sorry, you're fading out.
I'm sorry. Is this better? Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, good, thank you. So the card that's playing on KPFA for LES, you know, to try to get LES applications, says that 12 seats will be are up for election. But at KPFK, it's 24 seats. So I don't know if the same
yes.
card is playing
yes.
there. Was that corrected?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So, and I mentioned this earlier. So, the updated cart that I did for KPFK, that was a general cart made for all of the stations, and then it was corrected. The new cart should be up by Thursday.
Okay. And then the question about notifying the LSBs or the LSB chairs, which delegate seats are up for election at each station.
So I only know the number of seats for each of the stations, of course. I do not know the individuals, per se, who are up at this point.
Right. Actually, this committee has formed a working group to help Joy to sort all that out. And so hopefully, you know, in the near future, we'll be able to get at least our best rendition of that list to you, and then you'll know, and you can, you know, take action accordingly. Okay,
okay.
So next is John.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Joy that KPFK's website seems to be fine. It was a gigantic thing that I didn't even notice because it was so large. So, the Pacifica one, I still don't see it, but the KPFK seems to be okay. There's a pointer to the elections webpage.
Okay. Michael, did you think of your other question? Can't hear you, Michael. All right. Well, is there anyone else before we close this section? Okay, So hearing none, then we're going to move on with the agenda. And the next item is the date of our next meeting, which, of course, we want to be a date that Joy can be with us. So does anyone have a suggestion? Well, first, a suggestion of approximately how many weeks should be our next meeting. Keep in mind that the nominations close and also the record date for listeners and staff to become members is all of that occurs on July 14th. So presumably we should meet maybe one more time before that, just in case there's issues we want to address.